With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel kept up its campaign of targeting Iran's leaders in an effort to weaken the country's ruling theocracy, killing its third top official in just 2 days. An Iranian offshore natural gas field was struck in a sign of the war's mounting pressure from both sides on the region's economic lifeblood, energy. An Israeli strike killed Iran's intelligence minister overnight, with Iranian state television confirming the death of Ismail Khatib. Luigi Mangione's lawyers are seeking to delay his state and federal trials in the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO.
Luigi Mangione's state trial is scheduled for June, federal trial September. Now his lawyers are asking a judge to move both. He's charged in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. They want the federal trial next January, the state trial this September. Mangione's lawyers tell the judge the current schedule puts him in the position of needing to prepare for two complicated and serious trials at the same time. In court in February, Mangione saying it's the same trial twice. 1 + 1 = 2, double jeopardy by any common sense definition. Julie Walker, New York.
Oil interest rates and inflation contribute to a stock slump. Seth Satel with the closing numbers.
Stocks slumped on Wall Street after a report said inflation was primed to worsen even before the war with Iran sent oil prices spiking. That, combined with comments from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, led investors to expect fewer chances of getting the interest rate cuts they've been hoping for. The S&P 500 fell 1.4% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 768 points. That's about 1.6%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.5%. The price of Brent crude rose almost 4% to more than $107 a barrel. Seth Sutel, New York.
This is SRN News. Christians are using their spiritual gifts to help others.
The latest survey from Lifeway Research finds 68% of Protestant churchgoers say they make it a point to try and use their gifts to serve God and others. That's up sharply from 2012, when just 58% of respondents said so. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, Jesus prescribed a life that focuses on loving God and others, and this is actively shown in serving others. Most churchgoers embrace this goal. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new poll from Lifeway Research reveals that amongst Americans who attend church regularly, 31% say they're in the scriptures every day. Another 30% read the Bible a few times a week, but not daily. Amongst the rest of regular church attendees, 14% read the Bible once a week, 11% a few times a month, and 5% at least once a month. This is SRN News. Ukraine's leader tells British lawmakers that Russia and Iran have something in common, in that both are terrorist regimes.
One war is just weeks old, another more than 4 bitter years. But President Zelensky is worried. Worried that conflict in the Middle East means a shortage of missiles that he needs to keep fighting Russia in Ukraine. Worried that the United States is absorbed by conflict with Iran, delaying negotiations that might eventually bring war on the edge of Europe to an end. But candid, in his view, that President Trump's only priority is to stop that war, not to defend the smaller country, Ukraine, from its aggressor, Russia.
The BBC's Laura Kinsberg. A meningitis outbreak in southeast England has led to the deaths of 2 students. The outbreak in the county of Kent, the number of cases rose by a further 5, up to 20 now. More details at srnnews.com.